I mean, this is a guy that is feeling unloved for the last couple of weeks, isn't he? He's feeling a little bit slighted and probably disrespected in a lot of ways, and wondering whether the, you know, that he would have thought that he had the coach supporting him. He would have thought he had the football club behind him, his teammates giving him every support that he needed for the last few years, and he's had his own challenges. They're all aware of them. They know the person. They know the package that is Adam Treloar. To be rocked like he was late, so he would be a little bit damaged going into the Dogs. So he's impressionable, isn't he? From minute one. So for Bevo to, he's clearly going to throw his arms around him. He's clearly going to embrace him. They've got him for a long time now. He's going to be a major driver of their next opportunity. But it is good to hear a player speak like that. And I think Bevo is one of those guys. You know, he's different. He's an emotional connector. He's not about, you know, ticks and, you know, X's and O's. He's more of a work on the mind type coach.
Chris Fagan seems to fall into that category, and it backs this text up here, Kingy. Culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Yep. That's, I mean, you've probably got to have a bit of both to reach the ultimate, but you can't do it without having standards and without having your culture in great order.
Off the text as well, David says, at work, the most diligent person can lose culture if the leadership is poor. If the leadership does not care, why should I? I think leadership at all organisations starts at the very, very top.
So what do they do? This is what I'm getting to. What do they do? At your workplace today, what do you see and say that we're doing this to have this sort of effect? I wonder what those things are, because we talk about it in a sporting sense, and I'm not quite sure it's there. I don't know. That's why I asked the question. Is it in your workplace today?